epistle for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost is taken from that of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, I reckon that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory to come that will be revealed in us. For the eager longing of creation awaits the revelation of the sons of God. For creation was made subject to vanity, not by its own will, but by reason of him who made it subject, in hope, because creation itself also will be delivered from its slavery to corruption into the freedom of the glory of the sons of God. For we know that all creation groans and travails in pain until now. And not only it, but we ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we ourselves groan within ourselves, awaiting for the adoption as sons of God, the redemption of our body in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. At that time, while the crowds were pressing upon Jesus to hear the word of God, he was standing by Lake Genesareth. And he saw two boats moored by the lake, but the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. And getting into one of the boats, the one that was Simon's, he besought him to put out a little from land. And sitting down, he began to teach the crowds from the boat. But when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch." And Simon answered and said to him, "Master, the whole night through we have toiled and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will lower the net." And when they had done so, they enclosed a great number of fishes, but their net was breaking. And they beckoned to the comrades in the boat to come and help them. And they came and filled the boat so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish they had made. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. Henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left all and followed him. Thus far are the words of the Holy Gospel. Launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Gospel presented us today, we are told that Christ, teaching the people the Word of God, approached some fishermen and then bid them to go out into the deep water and eventually to let down their nets for a catch. Why this request? Our Lord wishes to use this as a living parable. The fishermen protest that they have been working tirelessly through the night and have caught nothing. But they humor our Lord, and judging by Simon's reaction to "depart from me, for I am a sinful man," after they catch an incredible number of fish, perhaps they humor him almost to prove him wrong, without real faith that anything would happen. Perhaps they didn't exclude the possibility, but there's clearly a lack of confidence present there. In this gospel, we are taught the futility, the impossibility of truly working out our salvation in this life successfully outside of the will of God. A work begun outside of God is doomed to fail. The apostles had labored hard all night and came back empty-handed. They put in their own sweat, their own toil, and had nothing to show for it. But at the mere word of Christ sending them back out, their nets were full to the point that their ships were on the verge of sinking. We live in a world full of examples of trying to find salvation everywhere except where God has provided, looking for love in all the wrong places. When I was recently in Venice, we decided to take a gondola ride, just for the experience. Our gondolier was quite young, even younger than I am, and as we went along, one of the persons in my company observed that it seems that many Italians no longer practice their religion, and asked why. The gondolier responded that people are too busy. They're focusing on what's important. They're busy looking for work, trying to have a family and do right by them. No one has time for God anymore, himself included. We continued our conversation for the duration of the little gondola ride, and we left him with much to talk about, or to think about. But his observation is fairly accurate. The secular trend in society is to make God an afterthought, to be too busy to be concerned with God. God, who is the source of all goodness, all truth, and all beauty. God, who is the source of all creation. God, who is the source of the existence of these persons' families. God, who promises to provide all necessity for those who seek first the kingdom of heaven. God is merely the icing on the cake, rather than the baker, rather than the one who created the baker. These labor all day and night and come back dissatisfied and empty-handed, for they labor in vain. If they would labor in the Lord, they would be surprised by the catch. There are people who busy themselves, spending countless hours and dollars trying to better themselves through gurus and programs, therapy and diets and fitness regimens. But yet there's no time for sacramental confession. No time for God's simple call to truly find oneself in Him, to find love and satisfaction in love Himself. Even within the church, we can see this in many who call to one vocation, try to find satisfaction in another when they're met with some dissatisfaction, difficulty, or suffering. We see this in the contemplative who indulges in an active life. We can see this in the active religious or priest or even married person who neglects their duties trying to live the life of a nun or a monk. We can see this in the spouse and parent who attempts to find real happiness and fulfillment outside of the bounds of their family life. Where God calls us, there is our satisfaction. Where God says, let down your nets, there is the catch, and nowhere else. And so we must ask, where does God call us to cast down our net? And rather than respond with Peter's, depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord, we should ask with all sincerity and all the humility we can muster, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.